Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So good to be back. So good to be back doing fresh material. Ooh. I don't know how long this story has been out because we weren't here. We was in Detroit. But it's one of the dumbest things I think I've heard in a while. And I may change my mind on it, but just the initial look of it seems stupid. The new upgrade to Alexa that defines Gen Z slang for you.
Okay.
What's the point of this? I mean, how?
Because you would go, helps you communicate better with your Gen Z kids.
So what, you would ask?
So you would go, hey, I don't want to set off anybody's machine, but, hey, what does low key mean? And then it would say, low key is defined as something subtle. What does ick mean? Ick is something cringeworthy.
Like this.
Yeah.
Like what's happening right what now.
Does, yeah. What does slay mean? To show off with pride. Hey, what does riz mean? Riz. To possess swagger or charisma. Why would they even, I mean, okay, and then, hey, what's swagger mean?
Yeah, they use another.
Idiots.
This is not going to help you communicate better with a Gen Z bird. They're going to look at you like, you're a total tool. Stop talking to me.
Yeah, or just, hey, if you communicate with your kids at all, go, hey, hold on a minute. What does Riz mean?
Yeah.
And then the kid will say, well, it's short for charisma.
Yeah.
Abbreviation for charisma. Okay, got it. But if you're not paying any attention to your kids to begin with, and then they come at you with all this stuff, and then you got to go to another source to find out what it means, then that's a problem. Fam. Fam, short for family, similar to bro.
I do find it funny, and you see a lot of parents that do it on TikTok, when a parent correctly uses some slang, but just throws it out there in the middle of talking to their kid about something or around their kid. That could be pretty entertaining.
You're going to have to learn a whole new vocabulary once Dax gets a little
bit. Yeah, it'll be weird. Yeah, it'll be very weird. It'll be a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not for another, another 10 years.
Yeah, so you
70.
That'd be like, if you're using the slang from today, he'll be making fun of you. Like if you say something about your drip.
Yeah.
Maybe which, by the way.
Maybe it'll cycle back around and the slang that I grew up using will become the slang that his generation uses again.
I guess. Like totally.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s and then it made a comeback. Totally. Yeah.
Saying something's badass. I mean, that's quick and to the point. That is badass right there.
I just don't think that drip should be used to describe an outfit or something if you're over 30, even.
Yeah, it's probably fair.
I can see that.
Most of these things, I think, you can probably use that rule with.
Yeah, if you're over 30 and you know which fork to use, you should never say drip. And I know I like Mark Wahlberg a lot. I like his movies and all of that. But when once it was pointed out to me by my Gen Z son, that I communicate with that Gen Z people make fun of Mark Wahlberg online for saying drip when he's talking about his clothing line, his municipal clothing line. Then I witnessed it for myself on the social medias, and it is awkward.
My favorite one ever, though, the most awkward one, is Clemson head football coach Dabo Sweeney standing in his house, and he's wearing his, you know, his golf shirt, Clemson golf shirt, and he's wearing receiver's gloves. And he's like, and I think he says something like, "Hickory dickory dock, Coach Sweeney is on TikTok. You know, he got that drip." And it's like, and the end doesn't rhyme. And you're going, what the hell? What in the hell are you doing right now? And I know it's trying to be cool for to relate to recruits, but I don't think that's working.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
That can work, though, if you know that you're making yourself seem like the butt of the joke. If you're, you know, throwing it out there. Like,
maybe he is. That, you know.
Like, you know, if I said to my son, "Hey, you better quit capping, mister." I mean, as knowing that that's wrong and that I sound ridiculous. But, you know, not to just say, Aiden, don't be capping. And I'm trying to actually just speak his language. That wouldn't work.
Oh, God, he would just, what? Don't ever say that to me again.
And having
never again.
Having to call out to a machine to find out how to communicate with your kids.
Yeah.
Just seems so 2024.
Exactly.
But it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the day, that everybody feels like they need help with something. Mm-hmm. You got to reach out to something or somebody to help. Nobody can make decisions on their own or find out things in an old fashioned kind of way.
My parents use that stuff all the time. So I feel like it's for old people or, yeah, people who just don't know any better. I walked in the other day, and I swear, my mom's watching TV, and I hear my dad from across the room go, "Hey, you know, the female's name, is Sheila E. still alive?" I went, what did I just walk in? How did Sheila E. come up in conversation between the two of you? I'm surprised either of you knew who she was. And I didn't hear the answer.
He probably thought Sheila E. was a fox.
Was she hot?
What was the context of the conversation that was happening before?
Why were you discussing that? She was the drummer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The drummer. Yeah. She was one of Prince's proteges.
Prince.
Yeah, they use that thing all the time.
Yeah, but it's almost like that situation where I say millennials, if there is a technology available to them, they're going to use it. You feel like it's a waste not to use it, even though it's not necessary. You know, like subtitles on TV shows when it's not in a foreign language.
That's a weird one to me.
I need the subtitles. Like, literally, I can't understand what anybody's saying. I don't know why. I don't know if it's my TV or something. I cannot understand what anybody's saying. Hmm. I don't know if the music's too loud.
That is the case a lot of times.
A lot of times.
Is that they don't know how to mix. Yeah. Do you have a sound bar thing?
I don't have a sound bar. And I thought about that. I was like, maybe if I get
I think that something, might make it worse, though.
You think?
Yeah.
The bass on those things is pretty potent.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I thought it was maybe just my TV, but I literally can't hear what anybody's saying anymore. It's like, maybe I'm just getting old.
But yeah, I've thought a lot of times that the music in those shows, they need somebody to mix it better.
Yeah.
They probably got AI mixing it.
Yeah.
They can't hear it.
I'm trying to watch House of the Dragon, you know, and it's all like British voices. And then some of their episodes are so dark, you can't see anything. So I'm like, I can't see anything and I can't hear anything. Somebody's got to help me out, like brighten it up, make it easier to hear. It's crazy.
They're whispering a lot in that show too.
And they whisper. Yes.
Oh, my Nana, that used to drive her crazy. And she would say, and it's always the women. She's talking about on soap operas.
Yeah.
They think they're sounding so sexy or dramatic. And they just whisper everything. Into that. Victor, I'm not going to be here. She goes, you don't hear the men whispering all the time. We were watching Young and the Restless one day, and she'd gotten mad at my grandfather about something. She's sitting there. I'll never forget. She was eating out of a bag of Lay's sour cream and onion chips. She's eating lunch, and she had a sandwich there, and she's eating it on the couch. And then all of a sudden, she just goes, speak up, you damn fool! Yelling at the TV. Watching Young and the Rest of the Speak Up, you damn fool.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.